land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, December 28, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Short story to get into. The final numbers are in. A final report ordered by the legislature of the Unemployment Insurance Agency found that it undercalculated the unemployment fraud penalties by almost 50% and assessed an additional $840 million of lost taxpayer dollars, according to the Office of the Auditor General's report released yesterday. The report also highlighted deficiencies that including failing to report some of the fraud cases over $10,000 to law enforcement. And that the Unemployment Insurance Agency continued to pay at least $1.7 million to claimants after determining that they were incarcerated, actually sitting in jail, and was paid unemployment insurance claims, or they were dead. They paid dead people. The director, Julia Dale, said the pandemic-related issues uncovered in the audit has been completely addressed by the agency and have either been solved or will be resolved soon, adding that major reform takes time. We will continue to work cooperatively with the OAG, Office of the Auditor General, as we have for the last 3 years on these issues. We appreciate their partnership in reform, Dale said. Since the end of the global pandemic, I guess it's officially over, she just said it, and under the new leadership we now have at the Unemployment Insurance Agency, we have built an entirely new bureau, overhauled existing systems to fight fraud and provide better service for Michigan workers and businesses. All the data is pointing that these efforts are paying off. Well, the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, Republican from Lawton, said this is just another alarming report of gross mismanagement of taxpayer dollars by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration. The governor and her appointed officials have continued to downplay the serious findings and claim now that they've fixed these problems. Yet this audit clearly shows that the problems continued well beyond the China virus pandemic. 38-page audit is the final in a series of five that was ordered by the legislature in 2020, at the time the Republicans were in the majority. It fully exposed mismanagement, fraud, and claims that should not have been paid. Meanwhile, I'm getting calls from many of our listeners legitimately entitled to unemployment insurance, never got their money, they never got paid, but people in jail and dead people did. Unbelievable. Short break, we'll be right back. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Presque Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Oh, once upon a midnight, dearie, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is Kathy Perry. She's the treasurer of the Mackinac County Republican Party there in St. Ignace. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you this morning?
I'm good, good, good. I hope your Christmas was good.
It was very good. Quiet, but very nice. Yes.
That's exactly what me and Miss Vicky had. It was excellent. We enjoyed it. So, hey, I wanted to talk to you about the upcoming class that the Mackinac County Republican Party is hosting for us to come up and teach the crash course in Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. And I saw that you were one of the very first people to register for the class, and was just wanting to have a conversation with you about it this morning. What have you heard about the class that we did there in Gaylord on December 2nd? Roxanne Dufort, your chair, she was able to attend. And basically, what have you heard about the class? What caused your interest, and why did you register already?
Well, our secretary, Kelly Giroux, and her husband, Mike, also were at that class in Gaylord. And she was showing me all the literature that she received from the class and spoke quite highly of the content of the class. So when it came up, I, like you said, I registered immediately.
Right. Now, they were there, too. I'm sorry, I didn't get to meet them or talked with them. There was over 100 people there, and I was scrambling around, instructing the class and doing all the things we were trying to get done. But one of the things you mentioned is the book, the guide, as well as the Michigan State Constitution. Was she able to show you those and share those with you?
Yes, she showed those to me, and it's quite comprehensive, and I'm looking forward to having a set of my own.
Right, absolutely. Now, one of the things I think is really important in the class is I teach it as the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, the Democrat, and how he was able to accomplish so much of their legislative agenda this year, how they were able to just ram many of these legislative bills through, and the Republicans had very little input. The committees they sat on, some of them they weren't even allowed to speak. They actually came up with a list of 60 words that if the Republicans used them while they had the microphone on the House floor, the Speaker pro tem would actually mute the microphone if they mentioned any one of these 60 words. I mean, it was absolutely amazing some of the things they were able to accomplish legislatively using these type of rules. And it's what every public meeting should operate under, whether it's Republican county party meetings, school board meetings, city council meetings, county commissioners meetings. These rules are in place for a reason. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, as treasurer, and you have been involved in county meetings before, did you always feel that necessarily the meetings went smoothly, that there was actually an agenda and that was actually accomplished? Is that been your experience at the local level?
Both in our monthly meetings for the Mackinac County Republican Party and the meetings that I've gone to, both at our city council and our county commissioners, have all pretty much run according to Robert's rules. There's always been an agenda. It's very well thought out. Yes,
right. And the chairman put those out, and copies of the agendas were available for people as they entered into the meeting. And then, have you ever actually taken an agenda at the door, sat down with it, read it, and then followed along to see how the meeting ran?
Yes. Well, I do that when we go to the when we have our monthly meetings for the Republican Party.
Sure.
And there was I was at a county commissioner meeting. I think in November, when I was elected to the Board of County Commissioners and, or canvassers rather.
Sure.
And, there was an agenda there, and, the chairman, Mike Patrick, ran it, right along the agenda. So it was very well done.
Sure. Absolutely. It's amazing to me, how well the meetings go, how productive they are. When they follow the agenda, when the chairman, takes control of the meeting, makes sure people stay on topic, they follow the time restraints that they're allowed to speak, discussion during motions and things like that. It just seems to make the meeting go so smoothly.
It does. And I'm always amazed that our chair, Roxanne, will send out an agenda ahead of time. And then, if there's any, she always says, are there any additions or anything that else anybody wants to talk about? And then inevitably, someone comes up with something off the wall that they want to talk about at the meeting.
Right.
And it's always, well, we could add that to next week, next month's agenda.
Exactly.
You know,
Well, I actually teach that in the class because so many people don't realize that, number one, per Robert's Rules of Order, you do not put on the agenda to approve the agenda. You do not put it up for discussion or debate or allow any amendments, because the main reason, according to the Army Colonel, Mr. Roberts, who came up with the rules, how can people be expected to be prepared to talk about something, like you say, off the wall, when it wasn't notified to them, wasn't sent to them in advance to be on the agenda, had no idea they would be talking about this issue. So you'd never even allow the agenda to be amended. You don't even bring it up for a vote. And it's for exactly that exact reason you just described. And so if you want something off the wall talked about, well, notify us ahead of time next month and we'll put it on the agenda for next month's meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. So
And you actually saw that happen at one of these public meetings you've attended.
Yes. Yes, I have. And,
okay.
And it was, well, we'll add that to next month's agenda. You know,
Very simple. There you go. If you want to talk about it, we'll take it under advisement and we'll consider putting it on the agenda for next month. One thing I want to talk to you about heading into this election year, because I have a strategy that Vicki and I have set down and outlined for our mission statement, what we're doing for the show, all the nine counties that we speak to and how we want to help grow the parties, and we want them to be involved. We want new precinct delegates. We want new county commissioners in some of these other counties. I know you guys have a bunch of great commissioners there in Mackinac County.
Yes, we do. We have wonderful commissioners in Mackinac County.
Right. Well, unfortunately, there's other counties like Sheboygan and Presque Isle and Otsego and Charlevoix and Antrim that we don't have, Emmett County especially. And so we are going to definitely train people. How important do you think it is, if somebody's thinking about running for either precinct delegate to grow the parties or maybe even running for county commissioner, how important do you think it would be for them to come to this class on February 3rd?
Extremely important, because if they don't, they could just get steamrolled over. You know, they need to have solid information to be able to make their case, to be able to do what they want to do and accomplish.
Absolutely. Especially if there's a new board, they're going to have to elect a new chairman of the board. Like you say, Mike Patrick is the chair of the commissioners there in Mackinac County, does a great job. But there's other counties that, you know, there's going to be potentially all brand new elected commissioners. They're going to have to elect a new chairman. What rules are they going to operate under? Are they going to write new bylaws? You know, how are they going to implement them? How are they going to do this? And this is the kind of stuff we teach at the class. So we greatly appreciate you signing up and others. And thank you very much for the Mackinac County Republicans hosting this for us there at the Little Bear Arena. Never been there before, Kathy. Have you ever attended that particular facility?
Yes, it's actually just down the hill from where I live. I live up on a hill, and Little Bear is just down at the bottom of the hill. And it's a wonderful facility. It's got a great meeting room, it's got our gym in there, you know, our exercise gym, and there's always classes and things going on there. So it's a very well-utilized facility for the city.
Excellent. Well, we are looking forward to it. And again, folks, if you're interested, text me the word class. I'll text you the flyer as well as the link to the website, acconservatives.org. That has all the information on there. Kathy, when you registered, did you find that post to fully explain? Is there any critiques that we need to tweak in there? Anything you think of we need to fix? Or did it pretty much explain everything to you?
No, it pretty much explained it. It was pretty easy. I just clicked on the link on the website, and just it took me right there, and I just paid, and I immediately received a receipt via email that I had registered, and it was done in seconds.
Very good. Appreciate it. And were you able to do that on a computer, or did you do it on your cell phone?
I did it on the computer.
Okay, yeah. Computers are easier to work with. Apple iPhones actually don't even work. I've had a couple of people with Apple iPhones call me and say, Randy, I can't do it on my phone. And it's like, no, you actually need a computer. So
yeah,
we appreciate people doing that.
I think I might have tried to do it on my iPad, and it wasn't, the link wasn't clicking. So I went to my computer, and it, you know, and it's easier to read on the computer. Everything's so small on your iPhone anyway. So
right, absolutely. All right, Kathy, we appreciate you coming on the show today and discussing the upcoming class with the folks. And you have a very absolutely happy new year, and blessings to you and your family.
Thank you. You and to Miss Vicky, too, and I look forward to seeing you on the 3rd at Little Bear.
Yes, absolutely. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Trucker Randy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, that was Kathy Perry. She's the treasurer of the Mackinac County Republicans, and already, actually, I think she was the first one to register for the class. So we're excited. We've got some books we have to order, some guides we have to order. So the deadline for it is coming quickly. It's January 20th. So if you're interested in joining Kathy and others that have already signed up for it, again, just text me the word class, and I'll text you the flyer and a clickable link to acconservatives.org is the website. The post is right there. You can read all the information, follow the instructions, and you click on the yellow donate button like Kathy did, and it'll take you to our PayPal account, not yours. You just fill out the information, your name, your address, your phone number, your email, and then put in your credit card, debit card information. Click on pay. You'll get a receipt emailed to you. Like Kathy said, that is your proof that you have registered. We then get notice of the donation. We then put it onto a spreadsheet, and that is the sign-in sheet. So we'll probably be asking Kathy and perhaps a few volunteers to check people in. The doors are going to open at 9:30. It's Saturday, February 3rd there, like you said, Little Bear Arena in St. Ignace. The class will start at 10. You'll get your book, your crash course book on Robert's Rules of Order. You'll get a guide. It's a 6-page laminated page quick reference guide to Robert's Rules of Order, as well as your copy of the Michigan State Constitution. And that, of course, has been given to us, donated to the class by State Representative Neil Friske from the 107th. So you'll get a full size, not a pocket, but a full size state constitution. We will be going over the state constitution first. We will then get into the Robert's Rules of Order class. About 11:30-ish, 11:45, we're going to take a 15-20 minute break. So you can check your cell phones. You can check your messages. You can go to the bathroom. You can get some more Friskies, apples, and bottled water. And then we'll be back at noon, and we'll have the class wrapped up by 1:30. So it's going to be very, very informative. I guarantee you, you will absolutely learn something, and you need to come and be part of it. So again, text me the word class. I'll send you the flyer and the link. acconservatives.org is the website. All the details are there, but I will send it to you anyway. Just text me the word class. Let's see. One text message. Oh, we've already got 4 people texting me the word class. So we'll be sending those out to you as soon as we get to this bottom of the hour news break. Last half hour of today's show, we'll be right back.